come to class today? Before we begin, comments, questions, concerns, things I should address? Nope. All right. So, today I asked you all to bring in something for show and tell. I brought something in for show and tell. All right, that's almost half of us. That's as good as I had hoped, really. Great. So what are we going to do today? We're going to practice a few little pieces. So the lecture will go, I'll give you something to practice and do for a little bit, then we'll talk about it, then we'll give you something else to do, and we'll sort of jump back and forth a little bit as we go along. I would encourage you to do this in pairs or trios, preferably pairs, but if we have an odd number, you're welcome to be in a group of three. If you really don't like people, of course, you can not like people, whatever. However, somebody in your group should have a computer, because at one point I'm going to ask you to submit some things that you're doing so that I can see how things are going, take a reading of the class. So somebody should have that. And preferably somebody in your group should have actually brought something in. Although if nobody brought something in, you are welcome to all talk about something that you know exists even though you don't have, or pull something out of your pocket or so on. So what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to wish I'd turned on the projector earlier. Why is it off? All right, so the first thing we're going to do in your pair, we're going to start with an activity. You're going to take your object, and you're going to write a UML class diagram for your object. Okay? So class, fields, methods, like these UML class diagrams usually look. You're going to practice writing one for whatever object you happen to bring in. To do that, I have, as soon as the projector turns on, there's a countdown. I have some suggestions about how you go about designing that. And I will use this lost and found here to use this. Okay, so how do you design a class? How do you go about doing this? It's not always easy to know what the fields and methods of a class should be. So one thing you can do is you can walk through a few questions. Here are some questions I like to use when designing a class. Okay? So the first one I ask is, given that I have a glasses case and I'm designing a glasses case class, what distinguishes one glasses case from another glasses case? How do I tell two of them apart? Thoughts? How do I tell one glasses case from another glasses case apart? Yes?
Color.
All right, so I might have color. Yes?
Brand.
Material.
Shape.
Okay, so these are the sorts of things that would likely be reasonable candidates for fields. Things that change one tell one object apart from another object are likely to be fields. I also might want to ask, what can I change about one? What can change about a glasses case? Whether it's open or closed, okay? So the openness is likely to be a field as well. Anything else that can change about a glasses case? Yeah. Whether or not it contains glasses. So what it contains is likely to be a field. Other things that can change about a glasses case? That's it? Yeah. Whether it works. Yes, anybody who's had too many glasses cases realize they break after a while. So we could have a broken field, right? So you think about what can change. These are also fields. They're also parts of the state of your object. After I ask those questions, get a little list of some fields, I start thinking about methods. I'll come back to fields in a moment. So the next thing is, what can a glasses case do? What can this object do? It can store things. So I might want to have some methods about storage, right? Put glasses in, take glasses out. Remember, your method should be verb phrases, right? So storage, store things, probably not as precise as we want, but that gives a set there. You had a comment. Yeah? They can open and close, so I can change the openness of my glasses case. Okay? So I think of the things they can do. A lot of objects don't have any many obvious things they can do, right? For example, a baseball, what can a baseball do? Baseballs don't do anything, right? So that leads us to the next question. What can I do to them? Okay, so what can I do to a glasses case? It's not something a glasses case is doing, it's something I'm doing to it. Okay, we have open, so some of the things we said earlier might be that. Yeah?
Drop it.
I can drop it. Truly drop it. Fumble. All right, so I can drop it. Now, as I think about things I can do to it, one of the things you want to ask yourself is that action most associated with this object rather than anything else? Is dropping glasses case more associated with the glasses case, or with gravity, or with me? Okay? This is a matter of judgment. You can pick and choose. Okay? If it is more associated with it than something else, you'll put it as one of the methods. If it's really more associated with something else, you put it elsewhere. So, for example, one thing I can do with a glasses case is I can hawk it on eBay. Okay? That is probably not something I associate with the glasses case. It's probably something I associate with me or with eBay, but not necessarily with the glasses case itself. After I've got a list of methods, I go back to fields. For each method, do I have the fields necessary to do what the method would change? Okay. So one of the things we said we could do with the glasses case is drop it. But if all we know about the glasses case is its color and its brand and whether it's open and whether it's broken, dropping it does not immediately change any of those things. It changes something else. It changes its position or its elevation or something like that. So we want to go back for each of our methods and make sure whatever the method needs in order to function is also in our list of fields. While we're at that, we might also ask ourselves, do I have any methods that use the field? If I have no methods that use the brand of my glasses case, did I really need to know the brand? Okay? Or am I missing a method I should have had that dealt with the brand in some way? All right. So these are some questions you can use to help design classes. Questions about these questions? Then here's what I'd like you to do. Take the next 5 or so minutes, work with one or two partners, and create a UML class diagram for one of the objects that was brought in by your team. If nobody in your team brought in an object, you're welcome to come up with something else you're making a UML class diagram for. Okay. I want to walk through this activity with you all, so that means I need some object. Does somebody want to volunteer their object for me to diagram? Yes, I think we have an object here. What?
German handbag.
Do you have it here? Let me bring down the object. Yes, come on, bring it down. I need this object. I'm going to have to use it for class. All right, thank you. I have now a handbag. It's got stuff in it. Oh, dear.
Sorry.
All right, here is the object. I'm going to make a model of this object. All right? So, first thing I need to do is decide what I think this object is, right? So when I'm making a UML diagram, I need to make 4 boxes. I'm going to do this in text so that I can easily type it. So I'm just going to draw my lines first. 3 boxes, 4 lines. The first box gets, first box gets the name of the class. What do I think is the class that this thing belongs to? Bag? All right, we'll just call it a bag. All right, so we're modeling bags, of which this is an example. So from my look at this bag, I'm going to ask myself the questions. What makes this bag different from other bags?
Color.
Size. So I've got my color, which is a color. I've got my size, which is probably a double. Okay. What else? Sorry, hand. 3 people spoke at once. I didn't hear any of them clearly. Yes?
Material.
Okay, so I want to know about the material. What type of thing will I say the material is?
String.
A string? Okay, I could make it a string. I can also make it some type that doesn't yet exist. How about fabric? Okay? So I'm perfectly happy when creating my UML class diagrams to suggest that other types exist. That's okay. It doesn't hurt you. Okay? You don't have to fit it into one of the small set of types you know exist. You can pick other ones. So I just got a fabric material. One of the things I noticed about this bag is there's something inside of it, and it weighs a fair amount. So I'm going to add double weight. You can't necessarily feel that, but I'm going to add a weight here. Okay? Now, what can I do with a bag? So what can a bag do? What can bags do?
Open and close.
They can open and close. Okay, so I'm going to make myself open, which I guess would be void, and I'll make a close, which would also be void. I'm going to switch around to putting my things after colons because it's slightly easier for me to type that way. Okay, they can open and close. Other things they can do. Anyone? That's it. That's all bags can do, open and close. Yes.
Store.
They can store. Oh my, store. Okay, so I have a store method. What can they store? They can store any kind of object. How about that? Okay. And a bag like this, you can put things in. I don't know if you can take things out. So we'll say they can't actually retrieve what they store. One-way bag. All right. So that's what they can do. We can add more. What can I do to it? What can I do to a bag?
Carry.
I can carry it. Is that carrying a bag something that belongs more to me or to the bag? What do we think? I think carrying belongs in the bag. Carrying belongs to me. All right, so we're not going to put carry as one of our methods. You had a comment. Okay. What else can I do to a bag? Yes.
Empty it.
Okay. So if I empty a bag, is it going to give me all the objects or is it just going to give me nothing? What do we think? It's going to give me all the objects. Okay. So I'll say it returns an array of all the objects it found. Anything else interesting I can do to the bag? Somebody has very clearly done something to this bag. They have worn away the handles. So I'm going to add add wear and tear. Okay? It's something you can do to the object. I know you can do it because somebody has done it to the handles. Okay? I could keep going, but I've got a set of methods here. Now, I'm going to compare my fields and my methods. Okay? So for each of my methods, I want to ask myself, do I have the necessary fields to write this method? Do I have the fields necessary to write open and close? No. What would open change of these things? None of them. So I'm going to have another state, Boolean, I'll call it openness. Okay? I'm going to have some openness that can change. All right? For the open and close to work. Store! Oh dear, if I want to store and empty my bag, I'm going to have to know what the objects were. Okay? So I better add some contents. I'll make it an array of objects. We could make it an array list, might be nicer. An array list would be nicer if we want to add more things to it, so I'll make it an array list instead. Okay? Somewhat a matter of choice. I'll say it's an array list of stuff. And if I want to add wear and tear, I need sort of a... Let's just make it a simple... Wear. How worn it is. Probably not the best name I could come up with, but there it works. Okay? So in this particular instance, none of our methods worked with any of our fields initially. Which makes you wonder about the color, the size, the material, and the weight. You know what? We can probably store the wear in the material. So I'm going to actually say that material has the ability to store wear. So when you add wear and tear, you do something to the material. That will work. Okay? All right. Basic idea. Walking through these questions, designing a class diagram. Questions about any step of that? Okay. Great. Thank you very much for the bag. All right. So, next what we're going to do. Next step in our activity today. With your diagram, you're going to start writing code. Okay? So take the diagram you've got. If your diagram is horrible, you're welcome to use this one. And I'd like you to start turning your diagram into code. So write the class that it describes. Questions about how to do that? What I want you to do? Okay, so take a few minutes to do that, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Okay, I'll give you some more time to work on this in just a moment, but let me hit a few basic things, all right? So, I've made my class bag. Because of the way my Eclipse is set up, it generated main for me. So, I need to add the field, so let's just add a field here. All right, so I add the field, and I'll need to import something. Okay. All right, here we are. This is wrong. What is wrong about this? Public and private is not the problem right now. Yes?
You're in Maine.
I'm in Maine. Okay? What is the difference between putting an object, a variable in Maine and putting a variable outside of it? How do those mean different things to Java? Okay? So if it's inside Maine, We call it a, or any other method, we call it a local variable. What does that mean? It's temporary memory for the method. Okay? It only exists for a short time. Its only purpose is main, and no other methods can see it. Each run of main will get a new one. It's temporary, it's short term, it's not really there. This is part of every bag object. If I define it outside of main, it is talking about the objects in general. Okay? So that's the right place to put your fields, is outside of main. So I got one other problem with the fields. Okay? I said one of the fields was a fabric named material. And it turns out that there is nothing I can import to get fabric class. I haven't written it yet. If I were actually writing this program, I would make a class fabric as well as the class bag in order for this to work. For now, you're welcome to just leave the red squiggly there and ignore it. It's okay. Right? One other thing about my fields. It is good practice to always make them private. So I will make them private to be polite. Later on, this becomes more important than polite. 2110, CS2110, the course after this, we'll talk at length about public and private. But for now, fields are private, methods are public, and we'll just live with that. Questions about that? Okay, back to work. All right, I'm going to take the next step. I'm going to add a method. Let's add store. So I'm going to add my method store here. So I'll just copy and paste what I had. Oh, I wrote it backwards, so I better move the void in front. Okay. So I have a void store object. And it's not happy. Well, maybe it's because I need to make my methods public. Nope, it's still not happy. What's it not happy about? What's wrong with this method? Yeah. The data type is specified. It's object. Object is a type that's built into Java. The problem is the other half of this isn't specified. I don't have a name for that variable. Okay? Parameters need type and name. UML, we usually don't put them. When we're actually writing code, we need the name. Okay? So now I have that. I should write some implementation of this, so let me go ahead and add the field that will let this work. So I have my object of contents. I'll put my contents, up here and import the right stuff to make that work. Okay? And then I can say contents.addThing. Okay? So now I have a method. It does what I ask it to do. It stores the object in my bag. Let's add one more to see another kind of problem we might have. Let's get the empty method. Okay? So if I try doing public... Oh, let's just copy it over. Okay? So again, it's in the wrong order because I put the colon version of UML. Okay? And it should be public. Now, because I have fabrics in here, it'll actually hide one of the errors. Let me briefly comment out this piece here. And it's going to be unhappy about the empty method. Why is it unhappy about the empty method? What is wrong with it? It doesn't do the right job, but what's it complaining at? Yes? I need to return something. Okay? The return type is not void, so I absolutely must have a return statement. I can make it really stupid, such as return null, but it must exist. Something must be handed back. I must have a return statement. Okay? So let's actually make this do something interesting. We'll make an object array stuff that's going to be the size of the contents. So make an array the right size. And I'm going to need to copy stuff over into it. So... so I'll make a loop, and I'll copy over everything over one at a time. Contents.getI. Okay. Several problems with my code is currently written. Who would like to point out one of them? Anyone see why one of the problems exists? Yes? I have two return statements. Why is that a problem? After I return, I'm done. I'm not allowed to put anything after that. It actually doesn't even matter if this one's here. I'm not allowed to put a line after return. Can't happen. Only one return's allowed. Because after the return statement happens, nothing else happens. Okay? So that was the compiler error. There's still some things that are not nice about this code. Anyone? No one. Okay. Anytime I have a blue variable, I should put this dot in front of it. Okay? So it should be this. Yikes, that was weird. Should be this dot contents every time I talk about contents. Okay? Do I have to do that? No. If I leave out the this dot, Java will guess what I meant, but it will probably guess wrong. Or it has a chance of guessing wrong. I guess at most of the time it guesses right, which is why people get out of the habit of doing it. But some of the times it makes a different guess than what you expect. So you're just always going to write this dot in front of any variable that should have a this dot in front of it. Okay? In Eclipse, I can tell that should have a this dot because it's blue. On the test, you won't have that. So how do I know if I need a this dot or not? Anyone have a thought? How do I tell if I need this dot? No one. Okay, what does this mean? When I'm running a method, this is the object that I am running it on. So when I run empty, this is the bag I am emptying. And so anytime I'm talking about any of the fields or methods of the object, such as contents, which was a field of the object, okay, or if I were to invoke store from inside empty, I would want that as well. Okay, anytime I'm invoking a part of the object, I want to use this dot in front of it to say which object's contents I want. There may be many bags. Which bag do I want? I want this bag. Just realize this does not quite work. Let me fix this method so it does, just because I like doing that. All right. So here I have a method that empties the bag and returns what used to be in it. Questions, comments, concerns about any piece of this code? Yes?
When do you have public void and when do you have public static?
Public void versus public static void. Great question. Let's just try adding a static here and let's see what happens. I add static and it doesn't like this. Why not? What is going on? Let's talk about static. We've mentioned static briefly before, but let's talk about static here. Let me just type it down here. So, static. What does static mean? Does not belong to any particular object. That's roughly what static means. Okay? So, let's see if we can do an example. Okay, so methods and fields can both be static, and they mean something different if they are. So let's talk about the, let's suppose I'm doing a human class. Okay, I'm modeling humans. And one of the things I want to know about a human is get species. Okay? Should the get species method be static or not? And the way I answer this question is by thinking about does get species, is it dependent on a particular human? If I ask one human get species, will I get a different response than if I ask a different human what their species is? And hopefully the answer is no, right? It should be the case that no matter what human I ask, they all share the same species. Okay? They'll all return Homo sapien, possibly Homo sapien sapien, if they thought I meant subspecies, right? But they should all give me the same thing. So this should be static. It is not belonging to any particular human. It's sort of shared by the whole concept of humanity as a whole. Okay? On the other hand, if I were to have a method string get name, I would expect that not to be static. Because I cannot just say, what is the name of human? I have to say, what is the name of this human or that human? I have to talk to a particular human to get their name. So the name and the getName method would belong to a particular human. So when do you use static? You use static if you're not describing an object. You're just describing a thing. So in my method over here, bag class, storing and emptying requires a particular bag. I have to store in a bag, I have to empty from a bag, so they belong to some bag. They are not static. On the other hand, main, I don't have to say this bag's main versus that bag's main. It's just sort of the main thing associated with bags as a whole. So it is static. Questions about static? I'm just curious. Show of fingers. 1, I'm totally lost. I don't understand what static means. 5, I get static. Could explain this to somebody else. Okay. Not bad. Good. All right. Other questions about this code so far? Okay. I would like you to spend a little bit more time finishing up what you've got. Okay, so try writing some more of your method. We will come back and talk about some more pieces in a moment. I would like you to write up a bit, and then in a few minutes I'm actually going to ask you to submit it via Colab so I can see what you wrote. Okay, so take a few more minutes, work on this, then we'll come back together. All right. If you go to Colab, which I forgot to log into, if you go to Colab and you log in, then inside the assignment section, you should see something that's class activity, section 001. We are section 001. This is a class activity. So if you go to class activity, section 001, you should be able to submit what you've got. I'm not going to grade this based on correctness, but I do want to sort of see how we're doing. So as I come back for later lectures, I can sort of balance the pace we're going at and make sure I tie up questions you left over. So if in the next minute or two you could submit what you've got, you can actually submit up to a little bit after class. Question? Good question. Which piece do I want? I'm more interested in your code. If you want to give me the other piece too, you're welcome to. Okay? I'm more interested in your code. Yes? If you work with a partner, again, I'm not assigning grade based on this, so one copy is fine. I don't care who submits it. Yes?
Is it section 1-0-1,
1-0? We are section 001. That is the section we are sitting in right now. So there should be class activity section 001. That's what I'd like you to use. Other questions? Okay, so please go ahead and submit that, and then we'll just tie up a few extra concepts in how this goes. Yes?
What if we were just writing a code and taking notes in our code?
That's fine. That's fine. I just sort of want to see what your code looks like. If it's horribly ugly, don't bother, right? If you're not one of the codes I look at, it won't change my ability to understand the class. That's fine. Yeah, this is not for grade. It's for me to understand how well you're understanding the material so I can adjust lecture in the future. Okay? All right, so are there any of these methods or other things you would like to see me walk through on the board? I see one of those methods. I would really like to see how you write it. Yes? Which one? What do you want? Or you have something else? Go ahead. What do you have? Yeah. Sorry? Okay. I mean, is there any... basically, did anybody want to see me do any code, walk through how some piece of code should be written or work? Yes. You want me to see open in this particular case here or for some other object? For the bag. Okay, so I have an open method. Okay? I said there is an open method, which I should rewrite to be public void open. Okay? And what happens when you open a bag? It opens. So one of the fields which I did not copy over, but which we said exists, is openness. So let me add my openness field up here. Okay? So I have an openness field now. And given that I've got an openness field, I can say this.openness equals true. It is an open bag. Anything else people want me to see in show in particular? Yes? Yes, let's talk about a constructor. Let's also talk about testing. That was next on my list. Anyway, all right, so down here in main, so far I have description of part of a bag. It doesn't have a whole lot of stuff. but it's got some stuff, okay? And so I have something that talks about a bag, and let's talk about how it's tested. In a main method. I could put the main method in this class, I could put it somewhere else, it doesn't matter. I'm going to make a bag. I make a bag, and then in general, what will I do with my bag? I will add stuff to it, I'll run the method. So let's say, what is an interesting method here? Let's say b.open. So I'll open my bag, I will store, what shall I store in my bag? Let's store the number 1110. Okay. I will get out the stuff that was in the bag. I'll just run some of my methods, and then I will print out something. Okay. Here I have some code. I could pick any code. It is not uncommon, particularly for small classes such as we'll write in this course, to test it by having a main method in the class. Its only purpose is to test the class, and you keep changing it. It's not part of the design in the UML diagram. It's just something you think is interesting, okay? So I run this, and I get an exception. No! I get a null pointer exception on line 13. Let's click on that line. Right here, I'm getting what's called a null pointer exception. What is a null pointer exception? It is where a pointer is null. Okay? So you think about the pictures we drew about memory on Monday. It was Monday, right? I think it was Monday. Anyway, each one of these dots means follow an arrow or follow a pointer. Okay? So this points to some object. Dot means go look inside that object. Contents points to a field. Go look inside that field. Okay? So one of these dots has a null on its left side. That's what a null pointer exception means. I cannot follow the arrow. It is null. This is never null, so contents must be null. And why would contents be null? Because nowhere at any point in my code do I give contents a value. I have code, contents is a field, but I never say what it equals. So I need a constructor. I need to make a bag. And when I make a bag, I need to initialize this as contents. Okay? It starts off null because when I make things, they're either zero, false, or null. So I need to make it not be null. I need to make it be a new empty list. And I don't know what it's complaining about there. Oh, I need the word new. There we are. Okay? So for this code to work, I am going to have to make a constructor which initializes the bag as an empty bag. Or I could initialize the bag as a bag that has stuff in it. It turns out that every bag, when it's generated, contents. Every bag, when it is initialized, when it is created by whoever makes the bag, what do they put inside? Thank you for buying the bag. Buy more. Right? Anybody who buys a bag has found this in their bag, right? So I have now, every bag gets created with an array that has one thing in it. Okay? I should probably also make my bags get created with a color. So what do I think is sort of the default color for a bag? If I make a brand new bag, what's likely to be its color? Color.magenta, because everybody knows magenta is the default color for bags, right? Okay. I should make this private. I forgot to do that earlier. All right. Now I have a constructor. It makes the default bag, a bag that has a slip of paper in it that says, thank you for buying the bag, buy more, and it is a magenta bag. And now when I run my method, I will see that after making a bag, opening it, storing 1110 in it, and emptying it, I got two things out when I emptied it, which is what I expect. The slip of paper that says buy more bags and the 1110 I put in there as well. Questions? Okay. There's a lot more things I could do. I could add more constructors. I could add a constructor that lets you start off the bag already having stuff or setting up its color. I could make it so that you can't add things to a bag if it is not open. I can make all kinds of tweaks to the method, but I don't have time. So, when we come back on Friday, we're going to be doing test review. We will pick up with more class topics on the Wednesday after the exam. So I hope you all have yourselves a beautiful 2 days, and I will see you on Friday.